Hello, and welcome to the all-new, but mostly the same, South Fellini Podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Johnny Zito, and this is my schoolyard chum, Tony Trove.
Hello.
Lots of time customers will ask us, what happened to the podcast? Or they want to know when the podcast is coming back. So we decided to restart the podcast as an easy explainer for new Philadelphians and a refresher for the old heads. The city fascinates and excites us, so we're hoping to share that with you.
Yous.
All the yous out there.
It's good to be back, Zito.
Can you feel it? Can you feel the electricity in the air? We're back on our bullshit.
Everyone can say this. You can't say that word on YouTube. I'm used to doing this in like my pajamas, and now
you have to
wear my nicest sweatsuit.
You had to get dressed up. There was a lot of debate on what we were going to wear. There was a lot of back and forth.
I texted you every morning.
Well, you all
denim. All white, all black.
Well, I went with maroon.
Maroon.
It compliments my eyes. So yeah, we're making weekly content again.
Yeah,
we're back to making the podcast.
Where's Bierman?
Some of it will be Legends of Philadelphia. Bierman will be back for some of it.
Some of it won't be Legends of Philadelphia.
Some of it will just be Trove and I talking.
Just
shooting the
shooting the S. Shooting the jive. Can't say it. Can't say it on YouTube.
Yeah, we'll bleep.
You can talk about whatever you want on YouTube. You can say conspiracy theory.
Can we sell vitamin supplements?
Vitamin
supplements. Is it okay if we sell world ending preparation kits?
You can say anything you want.
If that's something you guys would buy, let us know.
No, t-shirts.
Oh, that's right. That's what we sell. We sell t-shirts. We'll be doing Legends of Philadelphia. We'll be doing trips down memory lane, nostalgic things, stories from the neighborhood.
Wait, there's more. Remember this? Remember House of Bargain? Remember Foreman Mills?
And then I guess, you know, we're going to launch a Patreon.
A Patreon. So what's the incentive of signing up for our Patreon?
More of this.
More of this. Quizzo. Commentary on movies.
That's right.
Taste testing.
What are we going to taste test?
Hot wings? Hot chips?
Well, we're definitely going to do hot chips. Tasty cakes? Hot mustards?
Hot mustards.
The theme is hot.
Anything hot.
The theme is spicy.
And I mentioned this to you earlier. Exclusive t-shirt designs that you can only purchase if you are a Patreon member.
Yeah, so if you guys sign up for the Patreon, we'll be releasing old stuff from the vault, that like the Disney vault, but the Fellini vault. We'll be bringing back old stuff. And then we'll have some exclusives that you could only get if you sign up for Fellini Plus.
Fellini Plus.
I mean, we're taking it really seriously. We're trying to do it for
this
real
is very
this time.
Very serious.
This is really me, and this is really you.
This is really.
So.
Well, the podcast, we just kind of threw it together a couple yes. years ago, and then lockdown happened, and then it became the only thing we did.
Yes.
So we were always kind of like behind with our gear or whatever, but now we have all this.
Look at a snazzy new set.
Look at this. Look at that.
Look at those.
Look at this.
How about this one?
This one.
This is a real microphone.
A real microphone.
I used to record everything on like a rubber band with a paperclip.
I had a cone that I would sing it yell into. And it would cut into wax. And
then we would, a pigeon would deliver that to Bierman. Honestly, it was the worst. Recording remotely. Where is Bierman?
He's behind the paywall. He's right over there.
We did all of the recording remotely. You were in your house. I was in my house. Bierman was wherever is.
Bierman
And the technical setup every week of having to get our levels right, get our Skype working, and get
we used Zoom during lockdown.
Was it Zoom?
It was a different time.
It was
no one wanted when we don't use Skype anymore.
Skype is for losers. Zoom is the future. So I guess, you know, maybe that was part of the problem. Some of us were on Skype and some of us were on Zoom.
Mm-hmm.
So there was connection problems, there was internet mm-hmm. problems, and everyone was trapped at home, so everyone was on the internet, so every day the bandwidth was choked.
Yeah.
So it was difficult.
It's a different time.
We're happy to be beyond that. And now all be in the same room to do the
store's
recording.
Open, 1507 East Passyunk. The studio is open,
1507 East Passyunk.
I have a list of alternative names for our show or network. So I'm just going to read them.
Okay. All right.
HB Yobo. Trovamundo. TM Zito. Nickelodeon. And credit to my wife, The Perv Griffin Show.
Oh, that one wins.
That one wins. So just feel free to call it that.
It's a home run, Joanna.
Thank you, Joanna.
Perv Griffin. I hope that catches on.
I hope that catches on.
I hope people shout it at us down the street.
She calls herself Attila the Pun, so I'm sure it will. And our content now is everywhere.
Everywhere. You can find us on Spotify, Instagram, Apple iTunes, and YouTube. We're trying to transition this whole thing to YouTube because we went to film school and we want to be able to put we want to be able to put that film school degree to use.
You want to get into showbiz, don't you?
Yeah.
Start a YouTube page.
Well, first you start a t-shirt business. You do that for like 16 years. Have you ever thought about having your own talk show?
Yeah. Yeah. It's all been leading to this.
Does it all led up to this? This has all been for you, man.
It's all for you.
So
I wish you could be the musical director, but you don't want to play any musical instruments.
I'm no Kevin Eubanks. You're I don't Kevin have any. I can't even play the kazoo. No. All music provided by Tony Trove. So that's our YouTube relaunch. This set makes it more of a talk show. So in addition to finding us on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor, you can find all of our episodes.
We should smoke.
You
can you smoke on YouTube?
I'm pretty sure that you can, but I quit smoking. I'm not much of a. We can let it burn in the foreground for
we
that.
We just need an ashtray.
Just that nicotine smell can stain all the curtains.
I'll chew tobacco like a, and I have one of those like disgusting cups and spit into it. And you can vape.
Oh,
it's okay. Modern. It's modern.
Yeah, yeah. I'll vape. I'm into that, actually. Only fruit flavors in here.
Mango.
Well, it's like water ice flavors.
It's water ice. It's, yeah. You know, cherry, so mango, lemon. Chocolate, lemon.
Yeah. Root beer.
Swedish fish.
This is why the kids are addicted to water ice.
Elementary school. Kids addicted to water ice.
Their lips are all stained.
The red mark on their faces.
So if people like our content, if you're enjoying this, check us out on YouTube, right? And then we have all of our old stuff on YouTube, all of the
like
old,
what?
Well,
I know. It's on my list.
It's on your list of things.
Script.
Well, we have our old
video
projects.
Before we pretend like we didn't read from a script. But
well, people couldn't see us then. No. We could lie about it. We could be like, oh, this is off the cuff.
So I just pop.
Just off the, off
the old noggin. Yeah, just off the old noggin.
But now the curtain has been pulled back. People can see the truth.
Curtain.
We're actually really well prepared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, read it.
So if you go to our YouTube, South Fellini, youtube.com/South Fellini, you can find all of our old video projects, our cartoons, our AI-generated content, all that nonsense, that silliness, and whatever else we dream up. Because we're going to come up with new stuff, and we're going to be putting out new stuff regularly.
Right.
Which I guess kind of segues into what we've been doing in the last year and why we haven't been podcasting.
Well, we had to run the store.
That was important. That was important. People
needed
their
to
T-shirts.
Be open, but...
So, what have we been up to?
What have you been up to?
No, what have you
what
been
have
up
been up to?
What have you been up to?
Well, I guess we made those cartoons, which my true love
is
making cartoons.
That's
and
right.
Not anything else.
The Wild Jones
Wild cartoon. John cartoons. So.
Yeah, we released a few of those this last year.
Yeah.
Which is something that we had done sparingly over like 3 years. But we really focused.
Yeah, we
got
locked in.
Four or five of them out this year. Yeah, our buddy Sean animates those, Sean Dooley.
But we'll make more. I don't know.
Well, we have a bunch of audio in the can because we recorded a ton of stuff while we were...
Right. But there's more coming. We'll make more.
Yeah, we recorded a bunch of those at JMAV Productions. Justin, who helped us set up everything here at the new 1507 Fellini studio.
Shabby Road.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
What else did we do? We did the Doors billboard. You organized...
It's an art print. It's not a billboard. It's an art print.
It's a Right, right. It's an art installation.
It's an installation, but it's on Passyunk Avenue, and it covered up a horrible ad that was up. What was it? Horrible.
Well, it was sun-bleached.
A sun-bleached ad, and I think it makes the neighborhood nicer.
Yeah. It was definitely, so for at least 15 years, there was a sun-bleached ad for Rohome magazine above, what is it, Isabella's?
Isabella's Pizzeria.
On Passyunk Avenue. And for many years, Trove, you know, would walk his dog by there or just come into work or whatever and say, I wish we could do something with this space. And he talked to everybody who worked on the avenue in those 15 years to try and get it done, and they finally...
They let me do it.
They greenlit them.
They greenlit it.
And where did we get it printed? Where did we get that?
Oh, Color Reflections, who also made this... They're not a sponsor, but they made this sign.
None of these people are sponsors. They're just cool people
who
helped
us
out.
They're just cool people.
So it's really cool. It looks great at night. It looks even better in the day. So if anybody is swinging down Passyunk Avenue...
Yeah, so all you swingers...
Swinging on Passyunk Avenue. Where do all the swingers meet? Passyunk Avenue. It doesn't rhyme, but it's true.
What else did we do?
You wrote a love song to the Seven Fish.
Yeah, yeah, and very popular in the Italian grandmom community.
Yep, grandmoms, great-grandmoms.
The greater the grandmom, the more they loved it.
That's true. That's very true. And then we went and shot a music video for it in...
Right, because a song isn't enough.
No.
It needs to be everything. So.
Well, what's a song without a music video? As the MTV generation,
What's Thriller without...
Thriller.
The dance.
The dance is the most important part.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went down to 9th Street. Well, we shot all around South Philly. And it was funny to shoot that in the Italian market because no one cared that we were being weird.
No. they let us in Anastasia's. They let us shoot on the street. We stopped traffic.
We stopped traffic, yeah.
No permit.
Nope. Can't say.
No, I mean, we had the permits. That's why
the city approved
it.
Yeah. Sharon Pinkinson was like, go right ahead.
Yeah, it was the last thing Jim Kinney did on his way out.
The last thing Jim Kinney did. He gave us all those parking spots.
He was like, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
I quit.
Some say he quit a long time ago.
And I guess while we were down there, we shot the Burn Barrel.
The Burn Barrel, the most popular thing we've done last year.
Yeah.
The Use Log.
Yeah.
Also on YouTube.
I don't know if people are familiar with it, but it got a little bit of viral notoriety. We got some news coverage.
I was on the news.
Yeah. We were in the Inquirer, and it's a 9th Street Burn Barrel. And we set it to music like a Yule log.
And it's 2 hours long.
And I think that people, you know, really got a kick out of it at Christmas time. They put it on, they shared that imagery and music with their families. And, you know, we're happy to be a part of that. And then on top of all of that, we also made the Hoagie Wave videos. And then the music you made for the Hoagie Wave videos became a cassette.
A cassette.
And then the cassette became a live show.
When we have the set at the store, the cassette at the store, and people will come in and be like, what is this? And I always go, it's my synth album. And people are either charmed by that or absolutely turned off by that.
I've sold it to people who say they don't even have a tape player.
That's no one does.
No one
no one does. Unless you have an old car.
My car has a tape player.
Yeah, my car has an old tape deck. But I don't know. That was a fun project.
Yeah, it was really great. I got to do the cover art, the album art for it. You made a cassette.
And we're doing it again.
And we're probably going to do it again this year.
I have my pitch for my new synth album, a down tempo lo-fi beat to study to concept album about the Greek tragedy Orpheus, which takes place in Philadelphia.
Wow, that is a high concept.
High concept. We're calling it Gyro Wave or. Yido wave, say it right.
Yeah, if you're saying it
or
right.
Baklava wave. It's all working.
All of them are a mouthful.
We're working on it. We're working on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hoagie Wave was my favorite album, probably of all time.
Thank you.
So I'm excited for the sequel.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sophomore attempt.
Reinventing myself.
And I guess, again, people can go to our YouTube to see all of the stuff that we worked on this year.
Yeah,
we were doing the podcast for so long. We were for 3 years.
It's just lockdown stuff.
147 episodes.
Lockdown was a depressing time. We might have been funny, but we were sad inside.
On the inside, but Dr. I am Pagliacci. On the inside, we were crying.
Yeah,
No, it was tough. It was hard to wrangle computers every week, and it was tough to...
I mean emotionally. Oh, yeah, it was go be funny, and it's like...
Oh, I'm a robot, so I just I just stuffed all of that down.
Stuff it down. Don't talk about it.
That's how I got through those 3 years. But it was nice to take a break from that routine, get out of it. I don't want to speak for Bierman, but he did a little bit of traveling. He's
behind a paywall. You can't talk about it. You got to pay for Bierman.
But I don't know. I even got to take. There was a bunch of like life stuff that I couldn't get taken care of during the pandemic. During the lockdown, I couldn't get a parking permit for my car because of the PPA. They suspended all the rules. There was no rules to parking during the early stages.
It
was a lawless time. I wasn't familiar with the rules. I'd never had to get a parking permit before. I was parked up side streets. So this is my first time.
You park in the middle of Broad Street. See that spot with the Z? That's mine, baby.
That's me all day. Mm-hmm. Because the rules were coming back, I needed to get my registration all worked out. I go and I sign up. I come home. I go to the website to get my parking permit. And it says that my registration doesn't match my license address. So it turns out that when I got the car put in my name, the auto tag guy put the wrong street number. So instead
I thought they spelled your name wrong.
No, it's
Smito.
Yeah. That's what it says on my vanity plate. So I understand why. I know why he was confused. I understand. I finally fixed the problem. My registration expired. So.
You just got rid of your car.
You just got a new one.
I, over lockdown or last year, I decided I'm going to do the Broad Street Run in 2024, so I started carbing up for a whole year.
So it's like an extra pretzel a day?
Extra pretzel, a lot of binging, a lot of not exercising because I need to burn it off this year, so I spent a lot of my time just...
You're accumulating mass.
Yeah. Getting there, getting nice and bloated.
Just eating a ton of salt, retaining all the water you can.
Yes, but I didn't sign up yet, but I decided I'm going to do it this year, and I am going to beat every single one of you. I'm coming in first this year, baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know what the prize is for coming in first place at the?
It's your car.
No.
Yeah, it's a gift and a curse.
A 1999 Grand Am with a tape deck that sometimes works.
Sometimes works, yeah. The vanity plate, that's why I want to win. Smito.
Smito vanity.
Smito man, I have to have it. But I think actually even I might want to do a promo. If you beat me at the Broad Street Run, you get a hat.
Okay.
Well, Patreon users.
Patreon users who beat
only.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise we're going to be giving a hat out to
everybody.
No,
it'd be one per, like, I'm going to come in like third, maybe,
one
fourth.
Year, what was it, the one year you came in, or no, it was the 11th annual Broad Street Run, and there was a picture of, was that it? What year was
what,
it?
What? You're wrong, because it's been around for like 100 years.
There was an 11 on your medal, and I was like, did you come in 11th place? How did you get that medal with an 11 on it?
Well, I came in 9th, but they gave my medal away. But I'm taking it all this year.
Number one.
Number one, baby. Number one in the city. Fastest boy in town.
I always enjoy when a local wins.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I'm bulking up. I'm going to start training tomorrow, and I'm going to win.
Yeah, they say that. Mass equals speed.
Mass equals speed.
So I think you have a very good chance of winning.
I'm trying my best.
Okay, and that's pretty much all
that's
I did
it.
All year.
That's
How about
it.
You?
That's it.
You didn't do anything else? That's probably it, right?
I turned 40, so that's why. That's
really why we're doing this.
That's why we're. I didn't buy a convertible. I didn't do the things you're supposed to do when you have a midlife crisis. But I guess the Broad Street Run will be it.
Yeah,
so.
yeah. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay, that's pretty much all there is to know about our new podcast. Please check out our website, www.southfellini, for cool Philly-inspired merch. Visit us at 1507 East Passyunk Avenue in beautiful South Philadelphia. What are we open right now? Friday through Sunday? Most weekends.
Sometimes. We just open sometimes. Well, buy from the website.
Buy from the website.
Time for the Patreon. We're into that now.
We're not about shirts. We're about Patreon. We're at South Fellini everywhere. Look for us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube,
Spotify,
Apple iTunes. Follow along. Join the conversation. We want to hear from you.
Leave a comment.
Yeah.
Below.
Look out for new episodes of the podcast. I guess we're going back to every Monday, maybe Sunday.
I don't know. We said we'd do a season.
Yeah.
But now you're like signing us up for the whole
52
year.
52 weeks a year, 52 baby.
52 episodes, baby. Okay. I don't know. This went okay. No, not too many technical difficulties.
I hope not. We'll see when we get it in the post. All right. So
Wig looks great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very real.
Yeah, you can pull
horse
on
horse hair. made of horses.
No, this is real human hair. Real. I held them down and shaved them myself. Ask me which part of the human. All right, stay safe. Wash your hands.
Don't wash your hands. We're not in the pandemic anymore.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just put your dirty fingers in your mouth.
Stick them in your drink.
This is really me. This is really you.
Bye.
Bye.